Hey guys, it's Charlie.
And Trevor.
And welcome back to the Unplanned Podcast. And today, we're back with our special guest. It's a second time Emmy nominee.
Nominated, Evan. Right?
Yeah, Evan, yep.
It's Evan. Oh, my stomach hurts.
So, me and Trevor realized that...
Wait. There we go.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh my god, it's gonna smell so bad. Ew.
I told you my stomach hurts.
Oh,
I thought this was the unplanned podcast, not the
poop. That was
podcast.
Unplanned.
Unplanned podcast, more like the poo-poo podcast.
All right. So, Trevor and I haven't recorded since...
It was my birthday.
Really? It was way before your birthday.
Yeah, exactly, since my birthday.
It smells so bad. we haven't recorded since around October 9th.
Yeah.
I think that was our last one, maybe even before that.
Look.
But since then, a lot has happened. We've had Halloween, Thanksgiving. So let's go over a brief summary of what we all three did for each holiday. Halloween, we all hung out together.
Yeah.
I'm the Joker, baby.
We all hung out together and we went trick-or-treating at Trevor's house.
You were right, October 13th.
Yep. October 13th.
Ninth. People watching it 9th.
And we went trick-or-treating at Trevor's house. I dressed up as Michael Myers.
I was a Jason.
And I did a very simple Joker.
Yeah.
2019.
It was great. Joaquin Phoenix look-alike.
Yeah.
Joaquin.
No, he is an incredible actor.
Joaquin.
I know. He's fun. And you are probably thinking, aren't you guys too old to dress up? Well.
Yes.
Aren't you a little too old to be trick-or-treating?
That's what we were, when we were trick-or-treating, we were walking down the street and these teenage boys decided to approach us.
Boys.
Younger than us.
They were on the other side of the street. They stopped and stared at us and said,
Aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating? And, they were obviously younger than us. I'm not trying to say, we look old.
Not that obviously below us. We looked like old men. But they,
They were definitely, a year or two below us. No doubt about it.
2 to 3.
Yeah. And we were like, well, wow. And Evan looked at him and goes, you wouldn't understand.
Nah, you wouldn't get it. That's
you
what
wouldn't
he
get it. I just started laughing.
You don't understand.
So, that was our Halloween. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving was yesterday.
Went to my grandfather's. Like I said, step-grandmother made turducken turkey. You guys always do this. You really had to do that.
I just hung out with some family.
I just ate turkey, though.
It was good.
Apparently, the duck and all that was good, but I was just like, I'm a steak simple. I went mashed
potatoes.
I stuck mashed potatoes, turkey, and macaroni. It's bland, and I like it.
By the way, when I said, did you try that, Evan shook his head no to me, but he didn't say no.
No, I didn't actually eat any of it.
I know.
His grandma listens to it, so she wants to make sure that she doesn't know.
I didn't know.
So.
I'm not black.
Oh, Trevor, stop. Okay, so. The reason why me and Trevor really haven't posted, Trevor and I, the reason why we haven't really posted, we've just been busy. Yeah.
That's false.
No, I've been busy.
The last two times
Anytime
you hung out,
that we've
you go, okay, we'll record a podcast,
it.
And then you get All home. Right.
Okay, wait, we have a huge problem going on here. You're talking.
Well,
okay?
I'm the host and he's the guest, so I have superiority. Sorry, Evan.
All right, really?
And especially because we're talking about me and you not hanging out, but that's false when we've hung out. At least two times since the last podcast, and I have asked you, let's do the podcast. You're like, okay, and then it'll get nighttime. I'm like, I do tell you, and you
Nobody's
go to
Nobody's civil anymore.
I don't think I sound like that, but
okay, boomer. Got him.
I get too tired, and you don't respond. You don't, hey, let's do this. You don't hype me up to do it. And then when we do make podcasts, you sit over here in the corner, like, you're all sassy. You're never energetic. I'm always the one carrying this right now. You need to be more energetic. And you've got to stop talking over him.
Yeah, Evan.
No, you.
Evan talks over me too.
Well, pretty much. We've been busy. I decided I wanted to take at least a break, a little bit of a break. It went longer than I wanted it to.
But now we're back.
We're back.
Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully we're back for a while. Recently, a lot of TV shows have been going on.
Nice transition.
Why do you always, like, say nice transition? Like, I'll be switching into subject. Bonus, like, nice transitions.
5 points. Well, five points to Gryffindor.
Huh?
Harry Potter. Gryffindor.
Evan, you been watching any shows?
Yeah.
What? Alright, never mind. No one really cares. So,
excuse you.
I had the craziest dream last night.
What is it?
It's not even on the script. I actually want to tell you guys about this. So, my friend spent the night last night, and I was on the couch downstairs, and we were supposed to wake up and go Black Friday shopping, which is today. And, so, in my dream, I was, like, in a factory, right? And my other friends were around me, and the factory turned out to be a prison, and supposedly they thought I was psycho. And I was in this prison, right? Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't let me out, so my friends were trying to break me out. And the prison was surrounded by lava. Okay?
So it's like Shrek's castle?
No, not at all. And my friend was on a lifeboat swimming through the lava, almost like Darth Vader. It was sort of reminded me of that. And he, like, tried to get me out, and it turned out he was working for the IRS. And he actually put me back into the prison.
Remember, didn't we have an episode talking about the IRS?
Yep.
Was that the last one?
That was the last one.
Yep, the IRS, they always come after you, no matter what.
It was just weird, and someone that I knew, their dad was like the leader of the IRS, and he like met with me, and he's like, "You're trying to like corrupt the system." Then he was pointing a gun at me, and then my other friend betrayed him, pointed a gun at him, and shot him. Then someone else came in with a gun, pointed it right towards him.
Have you ever been shot in your dream?
Yeah,
in any dream. Does it ever hurt?
Thanks for cutting me off though. But
I'm sorry, I just really wanted to ask that. Does it ever hurt? Or do you just, like, don't feel it? I feel it. It hurts.
And it probably really happened.
Yeah, I get shot in the middle of the night and just not notice.
What do you guys think of the Birds of Prey movie coming out?
No.
Looks interesting, I guess.
Margot Robbie's such a good actor. She's hot, too.
Oh my god, Wonder Woman's hot. Yeah.
Margot Robbie is not Wonder Woman.
Yes, I know, but you were saying this with Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman is hot. Yeah, wait, shh. I wonder if my hip will make a sound. Wait.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh, that means they've been listening to my hip the whole time.
Ooh.
Because I've been popping up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen necessarily the movie yet, but if I was, I'm probably going to go in blind for it. Because, I mean, it's Harley Quinn. It's a DC movie. It can't possibly go wrong unless it's Justice League.
Okay, that is.
And so Batman cool. versus Superman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that was...
Mm-mm. Okay, what did you guys think of Suicide Squad? Because I thought it was fun, but a lot of people hated it.
Me and Newt...
It was alright.
It didn't have a lot of good jokes, necessarily, but it wasn't necessarily the worst. I mean, not to say that Jared Leto's Joker was bad, but he just... You know, he sort of felt like a soy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Soybean.
My girl.
I think the only reason I liked that movie was because Jared Leto Joker and Margot Robbie's a Harley Quinn.
They really need to do the guy that goes, "I'm the Joker, baby," in one of those movies. That'd make it totally better.
I think the whole premise of Suicide Squad is what ruined the movie. I thought, like, the idea of the characters were cool, but, like, the enemy, what was her name?
The Enchantress.
I thought that was stupid. I thought that whole story was stupid.
I didn't know she was a thing. I have heard of her, but I didn't know she was like that.
Yeah, I really wish they wouldn't have made her the villain.
I cut off.
What?
You're just going...
I didn't make any of those noises.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either.
I guess I'm going insane. It's alright.
Any new video games?
No.
Video games? Video games, you say?
I didn't get it.
No, I wasn't supposed to get it. I thought you just said something about video games.
New COD came. Oh, we haven't even talked about it since the new COD came out.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
It's not bad.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a step up.
Does your special ops work? Because mine doesn't.
Yeah.
It does. Survival's not coming out until next year, though.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, mine, I go on my special ops, and it says you need to download extra things. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to my installed, like, for everything on Call of Duty, and I have special ops installed.
You have to have the second pack installed. Do you have the second pack installed?
No, I don't know how to get the second pack. There's only one pack for me.
You can just go into the store and look for the microtransaction
things. Thank you.
Welcome.
I really don't like Spec Ops. I don't think there's anything interesting.
The Survive was just so fun on Modern Warfare 2. Modern Warfare 2, Spec Ops was the best.
Nah, 3.
You crazy?
I like 3 the best.
Was 2 the one where you had the... 2
had situations at work.
Rust. Rust wasn't Survived, but I just like the map Rust.
That's fun.
The thing about Spec Ops that sucks like that is that they have these missions for you. They're like, oh, go do this. Go stand at this like little tower and have these like have your like radios blaring at this machine which is gonna receive signals and you have to shoot it afterwards. But that's the thing. You go down like 2 shots. The enemies are ruthless and they send hundreds of them at you. It's the hardest thing ever. Like, just to stay in one position, it's difficult.
I liked in Modern Warfare 2 when they had the ski mission.
Yeah, that was fun.
And you had the Uzi, like, like a gangster.
That was fun.
And then the one Survive map is, like, is in the snowy area, and, like, there's a helipad across from you.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun. Because I like to do that, because you could, like, sit there with, like, a sniper the whole time and just snipe everybody.
Yeah, I haven't finished the campaign in this Call of Duty. I know you guys both have.
Really good story.
No campaigns have been appealing. Like, I even got the Battlefield 1 game, and I just...
that didn't have a story with a dang.
I just didn't find it appealing. I don't know.
I sort of like the first story about it. Yeah. I like the ideas. Just didn't hit the mark.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. I'm getting tired.
Wow.
I know.
Any other coffee?
I know. Having a caffeine crash.
That just means we need to have more caffeine.
No. I do want to set up the Xbox and play a little bit now that I mentioned it. We'll have to do that.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about the multiplayer.
Well, we gotta work on something.
Not yet. No. The multiplayer?
Yes.
What do you think of it?
It's really good, first of all. I feel like the maps could have used more work, but the maps aren't necessarily the worst part. It's players that are the worst part. People don't use the Olympia anymore, do they?
Not really.
No.
No, because they nerfed the poop
they
out
use
of it.
The yeah, one. No, they destroyed it. They sent it 6 feet under.
Mm-hmm. They used the one, the original, like the starting one, I forget what it's called.
Oh, the like Brecci of, yeah, it's like the new Brecci. It's good, but I feel like it's more balanced than the Olympia.
Like, it's like, well, there's a Brecci in the game. It's the third one. I don't remember what it's called.
I don't
use that shotgun. That one's actually like, you don't even have to do that. It's like 2-shot, then do it, 2-shot, then do it.
I just don't like shotguns.
I like using the MK2 carbine.
I like the MP5. I'm more of a submachine gun type of guy.
Yeah, but I feel like they did the weapons very well. I mean, at least in this case, now that they're actually taking action on weapons, which should not be as powerful as they are. Something also that needs to be fixed is spawns. How do you feel about spawns?
They're awful. They're so messed up.
They're horrible.
They need to be fixed, for sure.
There's some on the new map. Well, they fixed the new map one, but...
Necessarily, like, remember when I screamed, you said, dude, I'll pay for your anger management. Do you know why I did that? Because I spawned in, I ran out of this parking garage, literally 2 seconds... Russian guy in a tracksuit jumps off and shoots me with that brick. He and I was like, what?
Is that Piccadilly?
Oh my gosh.
No, not Piccadilly.
Can we wait? Let's talk about Piccadilly. If you guys, for the people who don't know what Piccadilly is,
yes.
Piccadilly is a map on Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Which
the London map.
It. I mean, I don't know who in the right mind decided that Piccadilly would be a good map. First thing, the name Piccadilly. What? Second thing, the map is just the stupidest thing. Like,
the bus placements are retarded.
Just everything
is... Well, the bus, like, if you do domination and do P-point, it's the worst point. Because you can get in front of the... If you're on, I think, C spawn, and you walk into the bus, you can, like, go in between the two buses and shoot people.
Well,
and not get shot up.
They finally fixed it on domination, because you know where point B used to be where the fountain is? They finally put it in between the buses.
That's even the worst spot, because you can go in.
They just need to remove
Yes,
because
there's a little gap where you can shoot into it, but you can't shoot out of it.
I know, but I hated it, because it was stupid, because it was right in the middle where the fountain
is.
It's
too clogged.
Yes, and it was right in the fountain. That map needs to just be erased. Just take out the map. And then I don't like 50v50. It reminds me of Battlefield, which I hate. I hate Battlefield.
I love Battlefield.
I liked Battlefield.
I jammed with Battlefield.
Well, I liked Hardline. Hardline was fun.
Hardline 4, 3.
I just don't like Battlefield. Well, I think this is a good spot to jump out of Call of Duty and hit an ad.
Hit a... Whoa.
Ad.
Ad!
All right, so we're now back from the ad, and as Trevor hinted at earlier, we were working on something. We have a... I know we said this about YouTube last time. This isn't a YouTube project. That YouTube project has been completely delayed.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I thought you were about to say canceled. Like, no, it's just delayed.
I wouldn't say canceled, because we really do have high hopes.
It's coming before this year ends, maybe.
Hopefully. And whether it's just a Christmas one, we want to put something up on that YouTube.
We should do a Christmas thing.
I really do enjoy editing. That's one of the things I do enjoy. But it's really hard trying to get content with us not being really able to do anything.
But this sort of turned into a vlog thing.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm
like, if we were recording that Best Buy incident, that would be perfect.
Or the destination incident.
Can we talk
incident?
About that?
What?
The best,
last like year?
No. This year. That comic book store and the Best Buy and all that. And
oh, where... Oh, my God. Everything just happened so chaotic.
It felt so bad.
No, but back to what I was saying.
Explain it.
All right, wait. Let me get over this. Yeah. YouTube is not canceled. It is delayed extremely. We're hoping to have it up definitely by the end of January. That is almost something that I can promise. No promises, though, but I can almost promise it. But
I was going to say end of the year.
That's what we're really hoping for. I know, we're hoping for the before the end of the year. And then we also have something else up our sleeve. We don't know how this is going to go. We just started functioning it out tonight.
We're going to try to finish it tonight. I think I can, because I started getting the hang of it.
I'd say start, not finish.
Can finish it.
I want a lot of options. So,
it's not that hard.
We might, I think we'll announce it next podcast. If this one does good, if it doesn't do too well, we might lay off on that. Might delay it a little bit. I don't know. We'll
resort
see.
To different things.
Yeah.
Louis Vuitton.
Otherwise, I think we have a good future going. We're going to try to get back on our schedule.
I love how you just looked up there. Like, I said, if you were looking at your future.
I know. I was like,
Lord, a guided
star.
Looking
at the Louis,
I was looking
Louis
at Louis. My...
Is it Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
Okay,
Louis.
And I think one thing we need to work on is just posting more, getting back on our schedule. I think we needed a break. We took a break, but we should be back on it now.
Si, senor.
Okay. Back to the incident that happened in the comic
Actually, I have
book,
a better idea. Can we all explain our side of what happened? All
right.
I'll explain my side because mine's the quickest. I had no idea what was happening. I was in the back. I was looking at a comic. I just hear Charlie and Yevon just leave the store.
No, I scream, Trevor, we have to leave.
And I look over and I see them, like, running out of the store. So I walk by, I say bye, and then I walk outside, I'm like, what happened? And then,
so my point, we're going to take it back. I'm back here looking at comic books with Trevor, and Trevor, don't know what in Lord's name he ate, but he wouldn't stop barking, and it smelled like complete ass. It was awful.
What did we
eat? Was it a gyro? Did we eat a gyro or was that Chinese? I don't know.
No, we but didn't eat. I thought we ate Chick-fil-A with what's her name? Well, no. Yeah.
It was awful. I don't know. I don't know what happened to you, but something crawled up your ass and died. It
Remember,
died.
I went to shit at what's the place called? Where did I go? I went. Were you? God. The bargain place.
I don't know.
Anyways, I went like. Afterwards, like, we'll come back to it, but afterwards, I, like, ran to the restroom at this place, and heaven forbid that anybody goes in the bathroom still. And while I'm sitting in there, some guy walks in and goes, have you seen any keys?
Whoa. It wasn't bargain, it was,
What was it?
It was, like a bargain market.
No, it wasn't. It was, it was a fancy dress place.
Was it called?
Oh, cheap stuff there.
No, it wasn't. Those coats were like $1,000. You took
like
a shit in a nice ass place. You ruined that store. And so my point of the story is Trevor just kept on farting and it was awful. And then I go up because I had to leave him. We were looking at books and I was like,
No, you gotta explain the you had no like.
I will.
He had the fart. You had the call, and I had the incident.
The call.
Yeah, the call.
What call? Oh!
You forgot a major part of the story.
Oh my god. I called them again at the dance. I called them this weekend. Cause I called her again, and they. I found out who it was though. I know him. I know him. Yeah, I'm not gonna say their name, but I know it's someone that I knew. Just well, let's the same just name. Go to
perspective well, can you tell me you what happened, know. Jesus? It's the first time I've heard about.
All right,
this.
So Christ, I get a call. Or I called one of my friends because I thought they were at the mall. And the person goes, who is this? And I go, where are you? And they go, who is this? And I go, where are you? And they go, oh, my God. And they hung up like they didn't know me. So I was like, okay, that's really weird. Then I ran into them. I didn't mention that I called them. I thought it was just a joke. So we go to a comic book store. And this person calls me and goes, why'd you call my wife earlier? And I go, I didn't call your wife. And they go, yeah, you asked where she's at. I go, oh, I meant to call a friend. He goes, don't call this number. I'll beat your ass. And he hung up. So I'm like I wasn't like scared. I was just like. Like,
what?
What? I was confused. Like, and I knew what it came from. I'm like, I guess I had the wrong number, but like, why does this guy think he's like such a badass to get on here? And then, so I go over to Evan to tell him the story, and he's like staring at the ground.
No. You gotta let me explain.
I'm not gonna explain what happened. So, next thing I know, I'm like, we gotta leave. So, I throw Evan out of the store. I run back and go, Trevor, we have to leave. And then I run out of the store, and then we went on in my satisfaction, and Evan, your part.
Okay, so I'm going to have to change the middle of this up because I remember photographically. So basically what happened is that my drink out of my bag. I have the pop because he bought me a $2 pop because I didn't have anything else on me. I spent everything. But $2 pop, I have that and I have something else in a bag that could roll around. Like I had a Tracer like.
No, it was an energy drink.
No. In the no, bag, he got a Tracer bag energy Tracer.
Drink and a sticker.
It was the Tracer mm-hmm. bottle, water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought the Sasha was going to be able to hold up the bottle, but the bottle rolls, and then it tips over the Hot Topic bag, and it spills all my drink all over the floor. I'm sitting there, I'm trying to, like, stomp on it. I'm trying to stomp on it, try to get it going to the carpet so it's not noticeable. Well, eventually, it just doesn't sink in. So I get up and I walk to the back, and this is where Charlie's story leaves off because he hangs up and puts his phone in his pocket. And he's like, I just got a call from.
I was like, someone was gonna beat my ass. I don't know what's going on. The whole time, Evan goes, Charlie, and I look over. I'm like, we gotta go. So I shove Evan out the door.
No, you was like, what? What is it? And he was like, I just spilled my drink in the front. And he was like, dude, we got to, Trevor, come on. We got to get out of here.
And Trevor at the point is like.
Started walking.
I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. All I hear is Charlie and like Evan like talking. And I'm just looking in the comic, like on the other side of the aisle. I see Charlie like jumping out of the room. I was like, what the?
Oh, yeah. And I remember it was that Harley Quinn comic I tried to read, but I couldn't. Like, I put myself down to read it, and I pick it up, and I see.
It's just so funny because I was getting yelled at for my call. Trevor's over here about to vomit because it's farts. And Evan's like freaking out because he thought he ruined like the whole store. I was like, what do I do? And I'm like, just leave. And then Trevor's like, I don't want to leave. And I'm like, we have to get the hell out of here.
What happened is that I walked in, and I was like, dude, I think we got to leave. I got to think we got to get out of here. And he was like, what happened? I was like, I spent my drink. He was like, oh my God. Not only that, I'm sitting there. I'm like,
I'm sitting there and I smell the farts.
I wonder if there's a stain there.
Probably is.
No,
blue.
The dude was a massive hoss. He looked like he could take three of us out, like in one swat.
He's nice though.
He was mad. He gave me a death stare. He's like, you guys have a nice day.
Yeah, I mean, you just messed up his store. No wonder he's mad at you. Carpet. It's been there since they owned the place.
But I'm sitting there and I'm walking there. I'm like, okay, we gotta get out of here. And he's like, okay, that's a good sign because Trevor's about to himself. Woo!
So. Off that topic. That was fun. Off that topic.
I want to ask you something.
What is it?
How was GalaxyCon?
It was fun. Okay. Well, too bad everybody was gone.
Me and Trevor and I love Rick and Morty. Can you stop doing that sound?
Okay, you can disclose.
It's really annoying. Trevor and I, Evan hates it. I don't know why. Trevor and I like Rick and Morty.
Yes.
Okay, and it just came back, and this season is probably the best season. It's so good. It's so good.
Except for the last episode. It was kind of, like, weird.
The last one? I like the last one. Elon Musk made an appearance.
Elon Tusk.
Why do you do that? And then, The first episode wasn't good. The second episode was the best. Second episode was the best. It was a toilet. You need to watch the second episode tonight. It's actually good. It's my favorite episode. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what if I put a 45 up to your head?
Wait, hold up. Something's happening right now. He about he tried to poop on the phone.
Yeah, try. I would have disinfected that.
So it reminds me of that scene in Prison School I was talking about where that guy has to shit himself to download the MP3 sound of him
What the hell?
Basically, the whole thing is that what they were going to do is he was going to break out and he was going to have to use a speaker to make it seem like he was just taking a shit. So basically, there's no MP3s that they could download onto the iPod. So he had to take a shit for the guy for the sound.
Ew. Ew.
That's grody.
The only thing you hear is...
So, since we've started the, or since we've, last time we recorded, Disney Plus has came out.
Yep.
My honest opinion is that it is awful. It's awful. There's nothing on there.
Unless you're a Star Wars fan, which I don't see you being a Star Wars fan, nerd.
I mean, no, Trevor's a Star Wars fan. He even said, there's only a couple good things on there. Like, once you've seen a movie so many times, it's
childhood movie. You probably already have on DVD. You already have VHS. So, why do you need to keep, watching the same movie on a subscription plan when you probably already own them?
God. Holy crap.
Trevor's, yours is way worse.
No, that one happened, too fast. mine, sits for a second, then you can smell it. His just, instant.
Yeah, you want to sit and it clogs the air ventilation. Everybody has to smell it like a toxic gas. You're like a government, toxic made, weapon from the swamp.
Why?
Oh my gosh, guys, that smells like...
I told them
we're gonna get gas. Oh my god. Our mic turned off and didn't record the last 10 minutes of the podcast, so rest in peace. Happy holidays.